The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and whatever else happens to come along. Sometimes we talk about what's going on in the world of the Department of Natural Resources. We talk about things that go on sometimes in politics, not very often anymore. Firearms, wildlife, anything related to our three main topics: fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Crabbing is always a good one. So we are here this morning. It's the, what day is this? 14th of June, 2025. It is the birthday of our president. It is the 250th birthday of the United States Army. And many of you out there know Phil Norman. I'd put a call into Phil the other day about he was looking for a place to do a cast and blast, duck hunting, fishing trip all in one day. And we hadn't called me back. So I was in Baltimore, Harford County area. I was at Madonna Seafood and dropping off more Maryland Loves Crabs magazine and talking to Mark. And just as I got in the truck, he called. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, just up here in Harford County." He said, "Well, I'm meeting the guys for lunch in Towson. Why don't you come down and join us?" And I said, "Okay, great." So I get to, where'd we go? Mission Barbecue. And they were all seated and had their lunch. And I ordered my lunch, sat down, and met everybody. Three Navy guys, Phil. One of them had a pretty high position, the lieutenant commander, served in Iraq, and he had his pulse on the things that were, pretty much going on in the Middle East. And we had a great conversation. We talked about hunting, and we podcasting, and we talked about church, and we talked about all different kinds of things, and this was just one of the many subjects that came up, and kind of the way it all congealed, this weekend with the, in the political world. And I threw in, and it's Friday the 13th, and it's Robin's birthday. They all, they're like, "Oh, well, that's the perfect scenario." So, and now you see, we have a situation in the world that's very interesting. So here we are, 410, and it was Robin's birthday yesterday, and we had a wonderful celebration. We went and ate some lunch. I say we, her mother and her husband, and her sister and her husband, and our daughter and me, and just the six of us. Very, very intimate little dinner, and shared a cake. We got Robin a cake, one of her favorite cakes, with cannoli dressing or cannoli icing, and thanks to Piece of Cake for a great job on that. We had a couple of gifts that had been given by Robin that had been unopened for whatever reason, and they were opened on the occasion of her birthday, and so apropos, so fitting. Some tears, some laughter, some good stories, and some great memories. So that was that. Rain. I've had enough rain. I've got most of the crab magazine. I guess we've got all the crab magazines delivered now, and all the hunting quarterlies delivered finally. And you can find those at your favorite dealership out and about. we've restocked a couple places, 2-3 times in some cases, and with crab magazines because people find them so popular, and we enjoy that. We love that. We're the only free crab magazine out there dedicated to crabbing. And, of course, sir, all of these are available online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com and MDLovesCrabs.com, and I've mentioned all that before. So made arrangements for some events, from measuring events from all across the state. The furthest one out is August 17th, 16th or 17th, whatever that Saturday is, in Garrett County, and that will be at the National Deer Association Mountain Maryland chapter. They're having a big event out there. Let's see, Saturday, August 16th. We're doing that event. We're going to be with the Maryland Fur Trappers on August 2nd, and we'll tell you more about that next month, but that's their convention and the Sportsman's Expo, and that's at the Washington Agricultural Center. So a lot of demonstrations, a lot of events, some dealers and things like that, and part of that's going to be bucks, bears, stags, measuring for the record book. And then on July 12th, we will be at Delmarva Sporting Clays. I'll have measures out, official measures there. So put that on your calendar. If you live on the shore, Delmarva Sporting Clays will be doing a measuring event. If you've got a good deer you want to get measured, deer or bear, sick of deer, whitetail, you name it. Let's see here. What else we got? Just going through the mail to see if there's anything there. But while I'm doing that, let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Great. Hey, I just wanted to thank you. I went and got the mags and read it and passed it around. Everybody loves it.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I learned a little bit about crabs and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Is that an annual or what's the deal?
Once a year, yeah. You saw on the front there it said 14th annual edition. We've been doing it for 14 years.
Yeah.
So, it is an annual magazine.
Great.
You can read it online for the whole year if you want. I mean, if you can't find a hard copy. But like you said, a lot of good information in there.
Yeah.
We just do what we got to do to make sure we get the word out. We also included big ass fish in there, right in the middle. I guess you saw that with the catfish and the snakeheads and all that. So,
is that another yearly publication or monthly or what?
It was. Big ass fish was a yearly, and with the time that I had on my hands this year, which wasn't much.
Right.
We kind of figured to include it rather than freestanding and separate print bill and all that stuff. We decided to include it because it relates to the bay and is pretty apropos.
Right.
We stuck it inside the Maryland Loves Crabs this year. So we'll see if we continue that practice or what we're going to do. So it's just it's an interesting subject. There's I guess there's not a lot of people that want to write about their, you know, people don't write about stuff anymore. You can find a lot of stuff, you know, news reports on catfish and snakeheads and things like that, but you can't find anybody to write in that particular world, in the world of invasives. And so it becomes difficult to find content, I guess would be the best thing. And we're not well known enough to get, you know, all the pictures. Let's put it this way: I'm not social media, and I'm not YouTube,
right?
You know, and everybody, all these guys that have these fishing techniques and fishing lures, now they're all, you know, now they're all internet stars. You know, they want to be, they want to put everything they have on YouTube, and you know, print doesn't seem to matter because they get clicks and likes and things like that. In that world, it's particularly troublesome to do that.
Right.
You know, crabbing, you know, people still love to go out and eat crabs or find a local crab shack or crab trailer or whatever. And, you know, readily available crabs, people like to use their crab meat and make different things out of it. So we've kind of stuck with that kind of stuck with that.
Right.
It's more of our area, more of our niche than the invasives. So we'll see what happens. So.
All right.
I sound like our president, right? Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well,
anyway, did you get to fish this week?
Yeah, I did go.
Okay.
So we won't talk
about
that. So give me a new location and where the fish are.
A new location?
Yeah, the last one was bad.
I didn't give you that. Somebody else gave you that.
Right. Well, we won't mention his name.
He knows who he is.
Maybe the fish moved.
Aren't you the one that asked me one time? We fished here one day, and the next day we went back and didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
Aren't you the one that asked me that? Yeah. And do you remember my reply?
Yeah, I just said it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Two words. Fish swim.
They swim and move. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh, okay. The Key Bridge piers are getting a lot of attention from striped bass anglers lately.
Okay.
Casting paddle tails and soft plastic jigs near the pier bases has been a popular tactic for anglers. Live lining spot is also popular along the channel edges near the mouth of the river. And drifting spot to the pier bases is also very effective. Others are having good luck trolling tandem rig bucktails and swim shads along the channel edges. Water quality may be an issue for anglers fishing the mouth of the Patapsco this week due to a large diesel spill upriver and a nearby large raw sewage spill.
Oof. So can we...
Bay's getting hammered. Diesel fuel spill in the harbor east.
Right.
Governor Wes Moore, Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott issued a, on 6-6, that would have been Friday, operation regarding the diesel fuel spill in the harbor east. Blah, blah, blah. The operation transitioning from emergency response to a remediation response. Scope of the cleanup remains fluid. Service along the harbor connector number one line from Maritime Park. That's Central Avenue Railroad. Traffic and commuter. Doesn't say much about water quality, to be honest with you, but it was from... Johns Hopkins on Wednesday, June 4th. The spill remains contained in the marina at South Central Avenue Bridge in Harbor East. Uh-huh. Dump oil and water and tell me how you contain it, Gary.
It's not contained because it's in my creek.
Ah.
It's in the creek, and I'm not eating any fish until they clean up the bed.
Makes sense.
It does because, you know, they're swimming and eating and, you know, living in it, taking baths and stuff, right?
Well, yeah, if they can survive. I mean, fish are very good at adapting, yeah. You know, and not swimming through things that are going to kill them.
Right.
The only exception to that would be something that they can't avoid, which is, and most of the times they do. If they didn't, we wouldn't have any fish in the bay. That's these algae outbreaks.
Right.
These red tides and brown tides and things like that. So, you know, but the issue is there's no oxygen in those zones. It's a dead zone. So fish don't usually get caught in that. They kind of can figure out, hey, there's no air in there. I'm not going to go in there. So.
All right. Well, thanks for all your worldly knowledge.
Yeah.
And all that.
Sometimes
you know,
I feel like some. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm falling a little short. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got
life. You got to live your life too. You know, so.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, you can.
That's all I can do, buddy. All I can do, just kind of keep up on my research and keep going. So, all right, Garrett, you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye. There he goes, Gary and Dundalk. Oh, I got to now look at that. Isn't that amazing? If you can't catch rockfish in the Susquehanna River, you might want to consider golf. That's according to Lee. And there's a picture of a beautiful striped bass held up by Kayla, caught on a big, looks like a big jointed soft paddle-tail swim bait of some kind. Wow, nice fish. So, yeah, good job, Lee. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call in, become part of the fishing lure contest. It's a beautiful bass fishing package designed by Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures, hand-painted selection of lures. And even if you don't fish with them, they'd be good for your collection. So have you seen the postage stamps that are designed like old classic fishing lures? I can't remember all of them, but I think there's a daredevil in there. There's a jitterbug. There's a couple other things in there that I can't remember what they are. But a flat of them. I'm going to have it framed. I think it's that good. So fishing tackle, classic fishing lures, stamps from the U.S. Postal Service. All right. I agree with you. We're going to talk about backyard billies there, Aaron. And we're going to say, it's been hot. And I know you're not considering right now a new stove of any kind, a freestanding wood or pellet stove or a fireplace insert. But I know you are looking to the outside. You're waiting for this rain to go away so you can mow the grass and get out there and eat some crabs and cook some burgers and hot dogs out in the backyard and on the deck with the family. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's first? You know, maybe your shed or something to dress up the yard. You got a big yard, maybe a gazebo or a pergola over the deck or something like that. You've got some stuff you need to store. Well, they do have sheds, and they have greenhouses, and all the big stuff, gym sets for the kids. I mean, if you got a lot of grandkids and want to set up a gym set, or, you know, these we used to call them swing sets, or big gym set now is what they call them. Set that up in the backyard. You can do that, too. And where do you find all this? Like every variety in the world, Backyard Billy's. They've got tables and chairs in every configuration. That's a good word. Square, rectangle, hexagon, octagon. They're made out of that beautiful everlasting poly stuff. And there's hardwood furniture stuff there, too. And chairs to match. They've got the Adirondack chairs, which there's thousands of those in stock. Thousands. I mean, at least 1,000 Adirondack chairs. And those are the ones that, you know, they're so comfortable. You just sit on there and just you fall asleep. Some of them you can put your feet up. It's pretty cool. You need to go stop at Backyard Billy's. They're right off of Route 50. Drummer Drive is where they're located, but that's off exit 44B Evans Avenue. They're in Graysonville. If you'd like to find out what they carry, well, visit the website, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America, the people that sell the Hearth stuff, have a Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500. That big stuff, by the way, free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the setup and delivery to the beaches, Delaware and Maryland beaches. So check it out. You'll be glad you did. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. We'll be right back after these messages.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners.
Mil-spec Brayon truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-spec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. By the way, folks, this is a two-way talk radio show. That means if you call, we talk. To get in the fishing tackle contest, all you have to do is call in, leave your name and number, and name it, first name, last name, phone number. Go on the air with me, and I know there are people listening that that may not fish and may not want to get in the contest because I don't fish, but somebody in your family does, a nephew, a cousin, a grandson. You know, somebody like that, somebody in the neighborhood you know loves to fish, well, just, you know, hand it off. If you win it, just give it to somebody that that you know likes to fish. We get that all the time. By the way, the muzzleloader contest coming up this fall is secure. Did it early this year. Did it early this year. The muzzleloaders are here. I received them last week. Yeah, last week in two different shipments. They are here, and the rifle scopes from Hawk are on their way. I talked to the Hawk people. Everything's good there. And so Hawk is going to start their promotion in August, as is some of our other fall sponsors, as you know, you've heard last year. And we'll be continuing on with that. So you'll be hearing a lot from our sponsors in August, September, October, November, December, January, as a hunting season. Chris texted me the other day, says, you know, the opening day of bow season isn't that far off. And I looked, oh, you're not kidding, man, less than 3 months now. September, what is it, 5th this year, first Friday after Labor Day. Changes coming up to some of the things in our hunting regulations. There's going to be two bear lottery drawings. One, you know, for your choice of wherever you want to go, Garrett, Allegheny, Washington, Frederick County. And if you don't make that one, then you can be, you can take a chance on getting a permit in a bear license or bear permit in Frederick and Washington counties. So two chances this year, which is pretty cool because, you know, I've hunted bear in Garrett and Frederick County. Allegheny County is overrun with bear. Washington County has a blooming population. Frederick is coming on strong. There's some big bears there because, you know, they haven't been hunted that hard and they've been allowed to grow. So some of the biggest bears we've measured in Bucks, Bears, Stags, some of the top 10 bears have come from Washington and Frederick County. I mean, we're talking some 500-pound brutes. Yeah. So, and you know, state top 10 record stuff in those, in Washington and Frederick. So it's, you know, plenty of public land there too. So, and people will let you hunt their private land because some of them suffer bear damage as well. So let's see what we got here. Hey, buddy. Hi, John B. How are you? I hope you got a laugh out of that video I sent you the other day. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What else did I want to tell you about? I'm trying to think. I did. There's an article in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine about the one goose limit in the resident goose zone, with the exception of Western Maryland, during the migratory goose season. In other words, if you're allowed one migratory goose, one Atlantic population migratory goose, and you're in the resident goose area where you're allowed five, during the migratory season, you're only going to be allowed one. And it's all explained in the article. So, and that's basically to prevent people shooting migratory geese as resident geese. I don't know that the two zones overlap, but apparently some places they do. So it's a it was passed by the General Assembly this last session. So how about that? Let's talk to Jay in Westminster. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. What's going on?
I just called to ask you a question. I think some time ago you had mentioned you were able to lose quite a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
What would, if you could give a fellow overweight guy?
Okay, sure.
That's
sure.
A couple tips other than they always say diet and exercise, which is obvious. And I eat less than half of what I used to eat, and I'm
right.
Trying to do more exercise, but I don't
sure.
seem to be really getting any place.
Here's the deal. It's what you eat, not how much per se. You've got to cut down on the carbohydrates. You've got to cut the rice and the potatoes out. That's number one and number two. So I understand, you know, I'm eating half the French fries I used to eat. Well, you know, they're turning to sugar anyway. That's the main thing. So more fruits and vegetables, more protein, and it doesn't matter what kind of protein. You got to limit the pasta, the pizza, the bread, anything that has high carbohydrates in it. If you cut back on that, you'll do well. If you are diabetic, please get treatment, not from your just from your regular family doctor. Get treatment from somebody who's trained in diabetes.
Well, so far I've managed to avoid that.
Yeah, endocrinologist. That's good. That's good. But there are ways that, you know, I use Ozempic once a week, and that really helped. Now, I've maintained my weight. I haven't gone up for at all, but I haven't gone down a lot. Once I dropped the about 25 pounds, I've been able to stay there, and you know, and that has a lot to do with diet and a lot of other things, but. You know, you got to get out, and the best exercise is just walking. You don't have to go work out in the gym or anything like that. Just go for a walk, you know, and expand your time, you know, out a little bit every day or every week or something like that. Set your goal. I'm going to go a half mile this week, and then, you know, go a quarter mile and turn around and come back, and then next week I'm going to go a mile or, you know, three quarters of a mile and just go halfway and turn around and come back. You know, that's the main thing. You got to be active. You got to keep moving. You know?
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you on that. I can just tell you what worked for me.
Well, I did start cutting back, but maybe I'm not. I'm still eating. I still love a baked potato, for example.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They say any white food, you know, sugar, potatoes, rice, bread, pasta. It's all high carbohydrates, you know. So if you
right.
keep that in mind. So instead of that baked potato, maybe I can't tell you. You know, I hate to pull out the old broccoli routine, but you know, there are other things you can eat besides potatoes.
Well, fortunately, I do like broccoli, but
well, that's good for you then.
I think my biggest problem is. I know what not to eat, but then I think, well, what's left? What should I eat?
Yeah.
The broccoli is one that I know I should eat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. But
I'm kind of like you're saying. I lost a few pounds, but and I'm not gaining. But
right. Well, that's good.
Can't get that.
My old endocrinologist handed me a paper one day. And I said, what's this? And Dr. Craig Haber, he said, this is the Haber diet. No bread, no potatoes, no rice. Okay, fine. Unlimited fruits and vegetables, unlimited proteins. Okay. He said, if you're going to eat any flour-based products like bread or pasta, eat a handful, and it will never hurt you. You know, a handful of pasta, a slice of bread with your meal. It's not going to hurt you. But you've got to cut out the massive quantities of it.
Right.
And that's where we tend to go is the comfort carbs. You know, everybody likes baked potato. Everybody likes French fries. Everybody likes, you know, rice. You like to use, if you cook chicken, you like to have it over rice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and rice goes directly to sugar. I mean, that's what it is. So just got to watch the carbs.
You just helped me there because one of the canned soups I like is chicken rice soup.
Chicken rice soup, yeah. See, there you go. So,
it's doing a good thing, but that's been a bad thing.
Go with cream of chicken or something else or, you know. But, yeah, chicken noodle, chicken rice, I mean, they're easy. They taste good. They fill you up. But they're also, you know, they're also not good. And check the labels too. Look
let
on
me,
the back of the
okay.
Look, look on the labels you, at the carbs. Look at the carbs.
Let me ask you one last thing. There's the big thing now is the high protein yogurt. Is that good or bad?
It all depends on how much sugar's in the yogurt.
Well, there's a couple of out there, and they say zero sugar.
Okay. Well, then that would be a good one. I mean, I like yogurt. Eat yogurt a couple times a week, and, you know, I like it. But there's a lot of other things out there, too.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, let's say 30 years ago, there was hardly any yogurt in the grocery store.
And
now the newest stores have, like, a whole long wall of different yogurts.
That's right, because people like it. People like it.
Yeah, I have been trying to eat that for breakfast, but I wasn't sure. Sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, and you find out you're not.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you can always go with cottage cheese too.
I do like that.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate your knowledge on these things.
Well, I mean, I do take Ozempic. I do take insulin. I take a substitute insulin too, called Toujeo. But you're not diabetic, so that really doesn't matter. But my A1C has reduced dramatically. I mean, I feel good. I don't mind working a full day, and it's just. I mean, I get my days when I'm tired, but a lot of that is, rain and. I'm spending 12 hours behind the windshield, you know what I mean? But in general, I feel really, really good, probably as good as I've felt in a long, long time. So.
Sounds good.
I hope it helped.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I hope you get healthy. Appreciate it. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we'll take our next break. What do you think, Aaron? I think so. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. Been there a long time. Excuse me. I said I don't get tired much, but I got to get going in the morning first, too, like everybody else. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Can you imagine? Mr. Clyde's still there. Talked to him the last time I was in there. Clyde's has anything and everything you need for fishing, for crabbing, all the summertime stuff. And then as we get closer to fall, they've got the muzzleloaders and the firearms, the shotguns and the rifles primarily from Browning, but all the other brands as well. So if you need something for fishing, Clyde's has live and frozen bait and minnows. They have fishing license. They've got all types of lures for any type of fishing and all the terminal tackle too. And the terminal tackle are the top and bottom rigs, the hooks, the weights, the bobbers, and all that. They've got tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass. For rockfish, they have the circle hooks, plenty of them, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes, all the stuff you see mentioned in the fishing report. They've got all that. They've got rods and reels. They do specialize in Shakespeare, which they've been doing for a long, long, long time, which, of course, makes the ugly stick. Fluger makes a nice line of rods and reels as well. And then they've got everybody else. You know, they've got the Shimano, they've got the Daiwa, they've got, you know, you name it, they've got it. And a nice selection of St. Croix fishing rods. St. Croix fishing rods. They've got stuff for kids. They've got kids combos. They've got fishing line. They can put monofilament or braid on your spool. Why not stop by? I didn't even mention crabbing supplies. They've got the open top crab traps. They've got the steamers. They've got their own brand of seasoning. They've got the nets. They've got the trot lines. They've got the trot line parts. They've got the bait bags. They've got the gloves, baskets with lids. You name it, Clyde's has it. If you are a person who enjoys being on the water, being outdoors, and want to go fishing or crabbing, stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. Address again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com. Just like you write it out, that's their website, ClydeSportsShop.com. Been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Cool-ups. That's K-O-O-L, ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the eastern shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on, pass it on. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's have a couple more phone calls on this this hour on the fishing lure contest. We'd love to give away that that package of fishing tackle. That'll be at the end of the month, of course. Name and number. Leave that with Aaron and go on the air with me. Say hi. Just you don't have to. You know, you can just say hi. You can ask a question, tell a story, whatever you want to do. It's always good to get in early. Don't wait till the last 10 minutes of the show because there's a lot of business to do in the last few, you know, few minutes of the show. Got to take a last break and all that stuff. So we'll do that next hour with more of your conversation, we hope. So, I don't know where to go from here right now. Okay, let's talk about hot weather fishing a little bit. Number one, sunscreen. Number two, eye protection. Skin protection, eye protection. I've had a little skin cancer lesion taken off my temple. Every time I go to the annual dermatologist appointment, you know, she freezes a couple little patches off my face. You've got to cover up with sunscreen. And let's see who that was. Okay. I got your message, Nick. Thank you. So you got to cover, you know, and you see these professional anglers who are out all the time. What are they wearing? They're wearing long sleeves. They're wearing head and face protection. They've got their faces covered up. They've got the hats on. They do that for a reason because they're always out, always out, always out, always out, always out on the water. And the water, the reflection of the sun off of the water is another factor that can, you know, I don't know if I want to say increase or certainly intensify the impact of things like a sunburn and that type of thing. Number one is the sunscreen. Number two, clothing, you know, the floppy hat. Nobody's going to make fun of you if you wear a big broad-brimmed hat. I mean, there you can be fashionable and you can be comfortable, and you know, who cares about whether somebody's pointing at you wearing a big floppy hat if you're not getting skin cancer? Yeah, the guy that makes fun's the guy that's going to get the skin cancer, so just keep that in mind. But I'm guilty of this. I have a couple of those hats and I don't wear them, and you know, but it's got to be part of your wardrobe. Long sleeves. You don't have to necessarily cover up your face, but certainly use the sunscreen. At least a 50 SPF. At least a 50. Then sunglasses. Another thing that cuts down on the glare. You can see fish better with polarized sunglasses. You can see in the water a little deeper than just standard lens sunglasses. So get the polarized lenses. How do you know what's polarized or Polaroid? Well, that simply means that there's filaments running through the glass in one direction, okay? And it's blocking about half the light getting in. So if you have a question whether or not a pair of sunglasses is polarized or not, get another pair just like it. Hold them up beside each other and twist one 90 degrees. And if that lens blacks out on both of them, well, then you're polarized sunglasses. It's very easy to test. You know, it'll probably say polarized on it or Polaroid, but if it's not, just make that easy test. You can tell by taking two pair of sunglasses and you know, rotating them around each other to see what blacks out the light the best. And it's very comfortable and very easy. You can see in the water easier with amber or brown colored sunglasses, Polaroid sunglasses, than you can with the gray or the green. So that's a couple things. Hydration, water. Alcoholic beverages and caffeinated beverages are not hydration. You know, they're not that great for you. Soda and that type of thing. Water's the best, number one. I drink a lot of coffee. I drink a lot of coffee all day. But I'm not out in the sun all day. I'm, you know, mostly in my truck and in and out of the truck. So I drink coffee. And coffee, quite frankly, is a diuretic. I mean, you know, coffee, tea, I drink iced tea, diuretic. If you want to really just stay hydrated, water's the thing. Now, I fished with Charlie Reed, who was a Bassmasters Classic champion way back in the early 80s. And Charlie Reed, was that his name? I believe so. He would carry water with him. He carried a gallon jug of water. And he didn't put it on ice, and he didn't try to keep it cold. He said, whatever the air temperature is, that's the water temperature. And he said, I'm okay with drinking it like that. You know, if the water was 80 degrees, he didn't care. It was water. He was hydrating himself. So, you know, made sense. Made sense to me. So, carry some water, sunscreen, cover up, Polaroid sunglasses. That's several things that will help keep you comfortable in this super hot weather. All right. Let's take our final break before we talk to Jay in Westminster, and then we'll talk to. Oh, we did talk to Jay in Westminster. I'm sorry. Let's do our final break here, and we'll come back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Brayon Truckliners.
Mil-Spec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
So just got an email from a new listener. New to the show, but a big fan already. I'd love to enter the contest, but I don't see a link on your page. Nope, no link. I don't know if you're listening online, but if you're listening live, here's the very simple way to do it. You can email me like you did, but I need your first and last name and your phone number. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to text me like Nick did, and I need your name, first and last name, and phone number. And the easiest and best way to do it is call the show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or WCBM 680 is the, you know, way to get through on the phone. Leave your name and number, and go on the air with me. Real simple. All right, there's the music for the end of the first hour. Get out, stay out. Stay safe. Today, stay dry. It's going to be one of those. It's going to be a little rain early and then not, and then rain later. So watch out for those thunderstorms this evening. Also, your family is the most important thing. Make sure they know how you feel about them. Make sure they know that you love them and they love you. And love the Lord. See you next trip.